This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Hamid Sahir, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Sahir, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on Thomas Crane, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is T-H-O-M-A-S, Crane, C-R-A-I-N. On March 3rd, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is an 83-year-old male, height 6'2" tall, weight 250 pounds, who is involved in an injury on or about June 13th, 2023, period. This was a fall in the Kroger parking lot involving a chuck hole, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. The cart went into the chuck hole and the patient fell, hitting his head, period. He had pain in his head, comma, left hip, comma, and left knee, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still having problems in his left hip and right knee, period. The hip is greater than the knee, period. New paragraph. The left hip was treated with physical therapy, medication, and injections, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. The pain lasts 6 to 8 hours per day, period. It is a piercing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the leg to the knee, period. New paragraph. The left knee pain was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. It is a piercing type pain, period. The duration is approximately 2 hours per day, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up to the hip, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the client was that he was seen at Community East Emergency Room via ambulance, period. He was treated and released after x-rays, period. 3 weeks later, he returned to Community East Emergency Room for bad pain. He was referred to Community Physical Therapy North several times, period. He was also seen at Orthopedics, period. He was admitted to Community North 3 weeks after the automobile accident, and then later transferred to Hooverwood for 1 to 2 weeks for physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking over a few steps, comma. He does require a walker presently that he did not need up until this injury, comma. Standing greater than 2 minutes, comma. Lifting greater than 10 pounds, comma. Housework, comma. Yard work, comma. And sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medication. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, exercises, comma, and a cane for walking, period. New paragraph. Past medical history, non-contributory. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals a left knee dislocated with a dislocated kneecap, comma, kneecap removed for second surgery in the 1960s, comma. Period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history. The patient never injured his left hip in the past, period. The left knee was injured in approximately 1964 when he dislocated his knee in basic training in the Air Force and had surgery near that time frame period. He did not have any permanency from this period. He had a second knee surgery shortly afterwards, period. He had total recovery of his knee 3 years after this injury, period. He has had no problems with his left knee for greater than 50 years, with no pain or difficulty in the knee before the 2023 injury, period. He did have some decreased mobility in the knee after the 1960s, period. He has not been in any serious automobile accidents, period. He has not had work injuries, period. He has not had any other fall injuries or lawsuits, period. New paragraph, occupation. He is retired from the post office, period. No work was missed, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Community Health Network Emergency Room Report, June 13th, 2023. Brought in by EMS after he had a mechanical fall that occurred just prior to arrival, period. He was in the Kroger parking lot with his grocery cart when it accidentally got stuck in a hole, causing him to fall forward, period. Complaining of neck pain, period. He does describe bilateral knee pain, period. On physical examination, forehead abrasion with soft tissue swelling, period. Abrasions localized to both patella with soft tissue swelling or bruising, period. X-rays of the knee bilaterally, no acute fracture or dislocation of the knees, period. Small bilateral suprapatellar effusions, period. His wounds were cleaned, period. Independent review of the patient's head CT was negative for any intracranial hemorrhage, period. Discharged home with a prescription for naproxen, period. Clinical impression, 1, abrasion, multiple sites, 2, multiple contusions, 3, fall on same level from slipping, comma, tripping or stumbling, comma, initial encounter, period. End of report. Emergency room report. Admission. July 16th, 2023, Community Health Network. An 80-year-old male patient with no past medical history presented to the ED with left hip pain, period. Patient fell 1 month ago in a grocery store parking lot, period. He was seen in the emergency room on June 13th, 2023. Head CT negative, comma, x-rays bilateral knee negative, comma, CT cervical spine negative for fracture, period. Sent home, however, pain has progressively worsened, period. He is unable to bear weight or get out of bed, period. On examination, marked tenderness overlying the left greater trochanter, period. Discharge diagnosis is left hip pain, hospital course. 80-year-old male presents with complaints of left hip pain and was admitted for a principal diagnosis of left hip pain, period. MRI of the hip did not reveal any fracture, as it did reveal arthritis, period. He will be discharged to rehab, comma. He will need an outpatient appointment with orthopedic surgery, period. Patient discharged to Community North Rehab, period. End of report. Community Health Network office visit, October 3rd, 2023. Assessment, 1, DVT, 2, left hip pain provoked due to fall in June 2023, period. Patient continues to work with physical therapy. History of illness, 80-year-old male presents today for further evaluation after being diagnosed with a left lower extremity DVT in August 2023, period. Patient history dates back to June 2023 when he suffered a fall in the Kroger parking lot period. After his fall, patient had significant pain in his left hip, which limited his mobility period. Patient was admitted to the hospital on July 16, 2023 with malaise and ongoing left hip pain period. MRI did not reveal any fracture but did show arthritis period. Discharged to rehab, comma, and ultimately sent to a skilled nursing facility in July 2023 period. He was inactive, only getting out of bed a few times per day period. On August 14, 2023, reports he began to have increased left leg swelling and pain period. An ultrasound done at a skilled nursing facility revealed the left lower extremity DVT period. End of report. Discharge summary. Admission date, July 16, 2023. Discharge date, July 19, 2023, period. Hospital course. Patient who presented with complaint of left hip pain and was admitted with a principal diagnosis of left hip pain, period. Status post-fall 1 month ago. MRI of the hip did not reveal any fracture. It did reveal arthritis, comma, period. The patient has been doing well, comma. He will be discharged to rehab, comma. He will need an outpatient appointment with orthopedic surgery, period. End of report. Hooverwood note, date range August 2nd, 2023 to September 1st, 2023. Diagnosis, pain in left hip, history of falling, assessment, mobility and ADL dysfunction, secondary debility, comma, left hip, comma, left lower extremity, DVT, period. Patient admitted to subacute rehabilitation with therapy services, period. Physical medicine and rehab follow-up note at Hooverwood, dated August 28th, 2023. This 80-year-old male who presents on July 16th, 2023, with complaints of left hip pain, was admitted with a principal of left hip pain, comma, status post-fall, 1 month period. MRI did not reveal any fracture and continued pain management period. Orthopedics was consulted period. Advised recommended to have PT/OT evaluation period. Patient was medically managed and found with decreased overall functional status, indicating the need for skilled therapy services, period. Patient transferred to our facility for further rehab, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, in reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the fall injury at Kroger on June 13th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, the patient presented with an abnormal gait requiring a walker, period. Examination of the skin revealed a mild scar involving the anterior superior forehead because of this fall injury, period. There was unrelated surgical scars involving the left knee, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar areas were unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds. Examination of the extremities revealed a normal right hip, period. Left hip was abnormal with diminished range of motion, period. Flexion diminished by 22 degrees and adduction, ADD, diminished by 8 degrees, period. There's palpable tenderness and diminished strength, period. There's crepiness of the left hip, period. Examination of the right knee was unremarkable, period. Left knee showed diminished strength, period. There was crepitance and palpable heat, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left knee, period. flexion was diminished by 18 degrees and external rotation diminished by 10 degrees, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, left hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Number 2, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 3, above diagnoses contributing to DVT of the left leg on August 14th, 2023, period. Number 4, forehead abrasions with scar. Next number, bilateral patella abrasions with effusions. Next number, cervical strain and pain improved. Next number, multiple contusions, period. The above diagnoses were all caused by the fall injury at Kroger on June 13th, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient has a permanent impairment to the left hip and left knee, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in both areas for the remainder of his life, period. As he continues to age, he will have worsening arthritis in both areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories will be $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in the left knee and left hip will cost approximately $2,200, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A knee brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Further surgical intervention cannot be ruled out, and his doctors to discuss with him the possible need for surgery down the road, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.